from the studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
Guess what?
What?
Caribbean Radio's on the air.
Well, we've worked hard enough to do it, so it should be. Sometimes it's really difficult making sure we get here each week. You were saying something when this lady that talks to us saying, you know, your program begins in 10 minutes and all that sort of thing. She was drowning everything out. I couldn't hear what was being said. She's loud this week.
Yeah, that's the before we go on the air, the first 15 minutes of Blog Talk Radio gives a countdown to your show. Not that it adds to the stress of actually coming on the air, by the way, you know. Your show begins in 30 seconds. What? Anyway, speaking of, by the way, welcome to the show. I'm Robin, that's Cliff, and you are you, and you could call us right now at 646-721-9887. As always, you can join us in the chat room. And if you're listening to the program through the archives, you can send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. And there's been a lot of archive activity lately, and we're very glad to see it. We're getting noticed by somebody. Hopefully it's all good. But our numbers are really doing good, and we do appreciate
it. We don't care if you like us. Just listen to us.
Yeah.
Even call us and tell us you don't like us. That's okay.
We dare you. 646-721-9887. Got a lot to talk about today, if I can talk. I'm going to talk a little bit about Mitt Romney's pick for vice president and a little bit about if you've noticed, the gas prices that went up on the pump a little bit. And we have a What the Heck Are They Thinking segment coming up. We haven't done that in quite a while, so we've got a few of those, but first, let's pause for just a moment for a word from our sponsor.
Good dog, Skippy. Yes, Skippy is a very good dog, and I always enjoy working with him and like to reward him for a great performance. However, I am always hesitant and very selective in the types of treats that I will give him because I worry about his health and only want to give him something that's really good for him. That's why I always reward him with Dancing Dog cookies, because they are handmade to order from all natural ingredients and preservative-free. Plus, they come in a wide variety of styles and flavors. Skippy loves them, and I'm sure you will too, so check them out at www.dancingdogcookies.com.
They're available online or in select stores in Lane County. Check out dancingdogcookies.com for location. And by the way, they are put together by hand by Tom and Kathy, who need to send us some more samples. Hint, hint.
Is that select stores that I select or select stores that you select?
Well, it's select stores that they select. You know, it's the stores. They contact the stores and say, would you like to sell our product? And they go, yes, we would.
Ah.
That's
okay.
How that works.
So they select the store. All right. I just thought
right.
I'd check. I know.
You know. Well, in a sense, you select the store because you go to dancingdogcookies.com and you see the list that's available, and you go, oh, hey, that's pretty close. I'll go select that store.
Well, that solves that problem. You know, I can't imagine why or how anybody, any business could live without a website nowadays. I mean, unless maybe it was like Sears, which has stores everywhere, but even they are cutting back now and they don't have stores everywhere. So, of course, you know, JCPenney is only online.
Well, you know, things are changing, the economy, and, you know, and who knows what's going to happen in November. I mean, I know what I hope happens. But speaking of, and let's just kind of dive into that for a little bit. We got, let's see. Let's go ahead and do the what the heck first, and then we'll get into Mitt Romney.
Okay.
You have got to be kidding me.
What the heck were they thinking?
Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Okay, we got two awards going out, and the first award, it goes out to Alaska, where Mayor Stubbs, who has been at the helm of, I'm not even going to try it, it's Talkatina, T-A-L-K-E-E-T-N-A, if I mispronounce it, I do apologize, Alaska for 15 years. Very impressive feat for any elected official, but this mayor has something that a lot of other mayors don't have. Cliff, you care to guess?
I have no idea. It could be anything.
Well, this takes diversity to the extreme. I mean, not the fact, you know, white, black, or polka dot, or whatever, but we're getting into species. This mayor, who has been a mayor for 15 years, is a cat.
Oh, okay. How does he put out all these 2,000-page documents and things like that? That's kind of hard for a cat. They've only got two paws. They can't really use their fingers much.
Well, I'm supposed that really he's qualified because obviously he probably didn't read the bill.
Yes.
And I have to get a kick out of it. Apparently he was on CNN, and they were saying that the cat told CNN that he meowed, meowed, and meowed and demanded to be picked up and put on the counter. See, not much different than a lot of mayors now.
Always attracting attention one way or another.
That's right. But in a sense, you know, it's kind of, who knows, maybe a cat or a dog might make a better politician than the actual human. I don't know.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, in a case like this, you got to wonder who's the guiding star, shall I say, behind the cat. When a guy's there, you're always worried about what's the wife doing. Is the wife guiding him and making the decisions? Who's making the decisions in place of the cat? Somebody is.
Apparently, the cat does have a representative, yes. Probably a translator.
That would be the way. I'd be worried about the translator. The cat I'd be quite happy with. And probably, you know, I'd be happy with anything the cat had to say, if I knew what the cat had to say.
Well, and I could just see at city council meetings, too, you know. It's all in favor?
Meow.
Okay.
I've been to city council meetings that sound like that at times.
And I'm trying to get the number two. My shockwave has stopped. So, and my other bitch and moan. Every site tries to link with Facebook. I hate Facebook. Yes, I said it.
I don't have anything to do with Facebook. I never go there. I never talk to it. I do have a site on Facebook that I somehow or another, in a state of weakness, a couple years ago, I put a Facebook site on, but I've pretty much ignored it since then. I get mail for it constantly, but I still ignore it.
And he ignores everything else too, so don't try to call me, won't answer. Anyways, item number two on the What the Heck Are They Thinking Awards goes again to two-time winner Michael Bloomberg of New York. I don't know. One of these days I'm going to have to really look him up. But anyways, the New York mayor shut down the pleasure carts that were distributing free vibrators.
What?
Yes. Apparently it was the Trojan company or whatever that, well, not Trojan company, but they were getting out what's called the Trojan Triflora, P-H-O-R-I-A, which normally retails for $39.99. And the Trojan Pulse, which generally retails for $29.95. and the two vibrators were distributed from the pleasure carts. Mayor Bloomberg's office later cited permit issues for shutting down the event and said crowds impeded pedestrian and street traffic. One person that was interviewed told the Post that Bloomberg doesn't want any fun, or want anybody to have any fun. You can't have a giant soda and you can't have a vibrator. Darn it.
What a combination. Boy, that's really chopping down on your fun, I'll tell you. If you can't have a free giant Coke and you can't have a vibrator, yes. What's next?
Well, apparently the idea went really well because they started their giveaway in locations downtown in the Flarington district and said hundreds of women and men had lined up for the free sex choice. So basically, they ran out.
Oh, yeah, I can't imagine them lasting very long. You're going to have a huge start. I mean, that's going to... That just doesn't make any sense to me that they'd give them away. There's enough... Maybe people don't know that they were even available, let alone.
Well, they gave away over 10,000 of these vibrators. And what's kind of interesting is that on the New York Post, there's a photo of the cart and two people, two representatives. Can you imagine the advertisement for the job description?
Well,
what are the requirements for handing out vibrators?
I can't imagine any special requirements.
I don't know.
You got to have two hands. You wouldn't even need to have two of them. Like, get by with one.
All right, moving on so we can maintain somewhat of a PG rating.
I don't know. I don't care about a PG rating, but this is crazy. I mean, why would you give away? Well, I can see advertising, but 10,000 all in one place, I'd want to spread them out a little bit.
Well, and like I say, you know, the Michael Bloomberg getting involved again, and I don't know. I would think that it's kind of interesting just how many people actually came for the toys, and
they must have sort of a permit to be able to do that because New York is pretty rough on permits, and if they didn't have a permit, of course Bloomberg seems to go everywhere. He's right in the middle of everything, so I can imagine him stopping it.
Well, yeah, and that's exactly why he stopped it. They're citing permit issues. And even still, I would be embarrassed to go apply for a permit. You want a permit to do what?
Well, I don't know. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I don't want to talk about it. I tell you.
Well, what I wonder is that, this is the entrepreneur speaking, is that if I knew that they were going to do this and that, you know, if I was in New York and that they were going to have such a turnout, I would go set up very quickly another cart, say, about half a block away, and they would be selling copper-top batteries.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Paul Ryan should have set up his cart half a block on the other side and delivered his information. I mean, you got something that's going to create that much traffic, and of course they can't do that because that's why Bloomberg got into the thing. It's because the traffic is way too much. You need to be stopping traffic in all directions. But if you're going to have that much of a crowd there, take advantage of it, no matter what you are. Go sell cookies there.
Exactly. And you think Planned Parenthood would be thrilled about that, too, because as far as I know, nobody's gotten pregnant playing with a toy.
Well, see...
But I don't have any doubts to back that theory.
That's true. that's why I say you can... It doesn't limit itself to being one particular thing that you could sell or that you could promote. I mean... This is such nobody wants to talk about this particular product anyway, and nobody wants to, so consequently, you can go sell anything.
That's true.
And,
And they've proven that they have.
Anyhow.
Moving right along, before we get too much in trouble. Speaking of Paul Ryan, by the way, and it's kind of unfortunate in the way that we only broadcast once a week, because before the announcement, I got an email from the Mitt Romney camp about an interesting product that they have or that they offer. Now, you know, Cliff, that with smartphones and everything nowadays, you know, with technology, everything is an application.
Yeah.
Well, so was the vice presidency.
Vice president?
Okay. Maybe the best way to explain it is here's a promo.
There's no telling when Mitt Romney will choose his next vice president, and when he does, you can be the first to find out with the new Mitt Romney Vice President app for your Android. That's right. Don't just rely on news services when you can get it straight from the Romney camp with the new Mitt Romney Vice President app, now available at the Android App Store. You didn't build it, but it's available for you free, so get yours today. This announcement is not affiliated in any way with the Mitt Romney President camp, nor is approved by the Mitt Romney President Committee.
I can believe that. They've got apps for absolutely everything. Anything I want to keep up with, anything I want to think about, they have an app for it. Not that I don't use any of the apps, so I have a telephone that's, well, it's not so old that it doesn't use apps at all, but it doesn't use very many of them.
Yeah, mine's a dumb phone. It doesn't have apps capability.
Yeah. I suppose technically speaking, mine would be too, but regardless, if it's not a smartphone, you can get apps for it.
Well, and because mine's the old Razor flip phone, and I can do something that people with smartphones can't, and that is I can answer the phone very quickly. Just flip it up, going, "Hi, how are you doing?" I don't have to touch anything. I don't have to move anything. But that's just me. I'm old-fashioned.
I thought all phones. You have to.
Go ahead.
I don't know what you have to do in a smartphone. If I had to do any more than that, I wouldn't want a smartphone, which is why perhaps I don't have a smartphone.
Well, and I don't have a smartphone partly because my carrier is Verizon, and I don't have a $50,000 a year job to be able to pay for the data package. But that's neither here nor there.
That's true.
Go ahead.
I'm not limited to anything on my phone. I can unlimited everything. Of course, everything doesn't include all the things that other phones do, so whatever. I figure, you know, the thing is, I'm more interested in computers. And all the things I could do on a smartphone, I can do on a computer, and much more. And I'm just much happier with a computer. I have looked into this business of tablets, however, because it's kind of neat. I like looking at pictures on my tablet. I look at them on my computer right now. And I have a friend who that's all they do with their computer is look at pictures. And I've been thinking about suggesting a tablet for them because, you know, they're not that huge. They're big enough you can see the picture, and they're fairly reasonably priced at this particular point in time.
Well, yeah, and of course, the whole point of the smartphones is that they're becoming a computer. I mean, they do have a docking station that you can hook a keyboard and a monitor to them. And so basically, it's going to be all in one thing. In fact, they're even coming out with a TV tuner built into it. But I look at it, who needs a TV tuner when you got the Internet?
Well, that's true, and because especially nowadays, TV tuner doesn't get you very much anymore because the local stations they don't do much. It's the cable, and the idea of having a cable on a phone is a little ridiculous.
Yeah, they didn't. They tried that once. It was called a telephone.
Well, I don't know. The phones are doing everything by wireless, and it could be done and all that sort of thing. But it's just you start getting to the point that, you know, right now we're at this time where you need to have two or three products to get the things, and every one of those products costs you extra money. And it's just ridiculous to spend the kind of money on things that we are doing right now. I just, you know, I saw an advertisement on television about the telephone company offering internet service, and the fact that they've got this service that's $19 a month, and it was never going to go up, never going to go up. Well, it's not $19 a month because you have to have the telephone, by God, to get it. I know, I have it, and it's $60.
Yeah. So when you think about how much money we pay just for phones.
Well, my internet costs $60 because it's through the phone company, and I don't have phone service through them at all. So that's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, we're all millionaires anyways. But Paul Ryan, what do you think? I mean, personally, I never heard of him before, but that doesn't mean anything because there's a lot of people I've never heard of. Looking at Wikipedia, apparently he's got a quite impressive background.
Oh, very impressive background, and he's been the chairman of the House Budget and Committee and senior member of the Ways and Means Committee for some time, and he's the only one who has actually put forth a budget at any time that was legitimate, that it was actually on paper and actually was actually there. That, you know, and people looked at it. Some people didn't necessarily agree with all of it, but I think he's probably gotten more, I don't know, not notoriety, but he's put out more information. I respect him more for that bit alone, the budget that he's put out there, more than anything else. And of course, it didn't go very far because Obama didn't do it. If it wasn't Obama's idea, forget it.
According to Wikipedia. I got to get off decaf. Apparently, Ryan earned a BA degree in Miami University of Ohio. Why Miami is in Ohio. Following his studies, he worked as an aide to United States United States Senator Bob Keston, Kasten, of Wisconsin, as a legislative director for Senator Sam Brownback of Kansas, and a speechwriter for U.S. Representative and 1996 Republican Vice President nominee Jack Kemp of New York.
And yeah, it's kind of neat because he's another one that doesn't have to speak from teleprompters. He can actually speak and have a mind of his own.
That's right. He does say that Ryan is, and again, this is Wikipedia speaking, Ryan's focused on fiscal policy and has proposed privatizing Social Security, which I have mixed feelings about, and replacing Medicare for those Americans under 55 with a voucher. I might go along with that. And he also introduced the Plan to Prosperity in April 2011, which includes significant changes to Medicare.
Well, I've seen both of them on television now, making their speeches, Romney and Ryan, because they went to two or three, four or five places together, so they could both get their act together, I guess. And he's a very good speaker. He's very energetic. Actually, it's kind of funny because while Romney is standing there beside him, he stands straight and with his hands down in front of him, he looks like he's asleep or something, and then he talks and he comes back to life. But the two of them do a very good job, and I really do believe that with Ryan's ideas, and because not all of his ideas were perfect to begin with, but they were closer than anybody else. But with his ideas and Romney's ideas, and put the two things together, and I really do believe they can accomplish something, and they can take this country out of the doldrums that it's in at the moment, because we're headed towards disaster at the moment. Now, whether they can do it fast enough and completely enough, I don't know, because I don't know if anybody can do that. But if anybody can, they could.
Yeah, it sounds like at least the Romney camp has developed a little bit more energy, just like we would if you would call us right now at 646-721-9887. Although we appreciate people checking out the archives, we also appreciate you more if you would give us a call on that number, 646-721-9887. And if you are listening on the archives, as always, we're interested in when you're listening, just so it will help us better serve you, the listening audience.
Anyway,
like
back to
the
budget.
Yeah, back to the budget.
I really want to see something done soon that takes us out of this business of spending money. We've got to, you know, I can understand the Obama fans sitting back and saying, well, I want to have his way because I can go on unemployment or I can go on welfare and be on. Right now, for example, they've taken the requirement to work off of welfare. There's no reason if you want to get on welfare, why not just stay there forever and ever? And that's Obama's plan at this particular point. I really honestly think he wants the entire country on welfare. The thing is, he doesn't seem to understand you can't have the entire country on welfare because somebody has to make money to pay the taxes to pay the welfare. I mean, we're going to the point that we're going to have everybody on the welfare side and nobody's going to be making the money to pay the taxes to support the welfare, and then we're going to be broke. And that's exactly where we're headed. So we've got to have somebody other than Obama going in directions. You can't spend money. You can't always spend money. You've got to bring it in somewhere, ready or not. And that happens to be taxes.
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, some people, I was going to try to find the audio for this real quick since we were talking about it. In 2008, there was a line, if memory serves me correct, where people were lining up for Obama money. And when one person was interviewed, what are you here for? I'm here for my Obama money.
Yeah.
Well, where are you getting it from? Obama.
He's been known what, three times now we've had these big allotments of money that were handed out, and some of them were handed out directly to the people. I got some of my Obama money back then, and I spent it well nicely, and I was very pleased with it. But I know good and well that you can't continue doing that. Someone has to make the money. Someone has to earn the money, and it's got to be someone. I want it in this country. I mean, if we don't do it, if we aren't doing the earning, it's going to go outside of the country and it's going to other countries. And I don't want to take a chance of losing everything. And we're so close and right on the edge of losing everything because we can't continue doing this. Obama hasn't had a budget, hasn't proposed a budget that was legitimate for 4 years, and that's the entire time he's been in office. He hasn't proposed a budget. We haven't passed a budget. We've been doing 30 days and 90 days and 60 days and here and there. And nobody wants to do business that way except Obama. I don't know why he wants it that way, but no major businessman wants to be that uncertain as to what's going to happen next month or next week or in next quarter from now. You've got to have a little more stability than that, and you can't have the whole country run without stability. I mean, if you can run your business as unstable as you want to, only for a while, because all you have to lose is your business. But we've got the whole country running with that instability.
Well, and if memory serves me correctly, too, it's required that the president submits a budget at least once a year.
But he doesn't.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He does something. It's not, and he does go and talk about it in his speeches. But what he talks about is not what he puts in writing. And I don't know what he's putting in writing to, because it doesn't go anywhere. I suppose it is there somewhere, but it's the only thing that's gone anywhere at all was the Ryan thing.
Well, true, and I'm really hoping that with Paul Ryan joining the team, that, like I say, we'll add the energy in between the two of them. Because I'm really looking forward to the debates coming up. I still think that Simon should be the one moderating it, but apparently, looks like so far somebody called Candy Crowley is going to be the first female moderator in the presidential debate, is because they really need somebody. They need to, like the X Factor, they really need to get in there. And I really hope they don't ask the foo-foo questions, because I don't know about you, Cliff, but I'm always tired of, and what do you think about abortions? What do you think about Iran? What is the city of the whatever? It's like, you know, I don't care.
Well,
I don't care. I'm more concerned about what's happening in this country and the fact that we're going into the toilet, and how do you plan to pull us out of it?
I would like to see an actual debate. I mean, what you're talking is not a debate. We've had these things where the moderator asks the questions and puts it up there. I want a debate. You've only got two people now. You can actually debate it. One person can ask the other person a question, or one person could propose a subject and the other person can then talk on it. We can do it with two people. We don't have to have a moderator. Of course, probably with these two people, you might end up with a fight. You don't know.
Well, and that's okay. I mean, seriously, like you said, I'd rather have them sit down at a table, not on these damn podiums, sit down at a table and have a question or something to get everything, the conversation going, and have them really go at each other. You know, they've been making acquisitions against each other in the attack ads. Sit them down and go, you know, Romney could start out with Obamacare or whatever and just get a real debate going and let them set the tide to how it runs and have it set at least for a two-hour segment.
Well, in the idea of the debate with the attack ads and things like that, you don't dare let them talk about that, because if you let them talk about the attack ads, we're going to have 2 hours of people lying to you. They're both going to lie to you. You're never going to find out anything. It's bad enough to have the lies as we see it now, but we do have, I guess we do need to have somebody doing some direction of the debate as to what they want to answer, what questions they want to answer, and if it would be nice to see. I do know Candy Carley, and she's not bad. She has a mind of her own, and she could sit there and she could ask the questions, and when she doesn't believe the answers, she could ask more questions to induce a real answer. So I hope we get something to the thing, and the debate's only going to be an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's the first debate, by the way, is scheduled for October 3rd from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Eastern time, and it'll be held at the University of Denver in Denver. And the moderator for this one would be Jim Lehrer, host of the NewsHour of PBS. Oh, God. The debate will focus on domestic policy and will be divided into six time segments, approximately 15 minutes each, on topics to be selected by the moderator and announced several weeks before the debate. The moderator, of course, will open each segment with a question, after which each candidate will have 2 minutes to respond. The moderator will use the balance of the time in the second to discussion of the topic. Now, see, I don't like this format.
Well, I'm not sure that I do either, but that's okay. This, by the way, all this information that you're giving out can be found on krbnradio.com by simply clicking in the middle of the page on the debates and the things, because all that information is there. And for that debate and for the October 11th debate and the October 16th debate and the October 22nd debate. In October, it's going to be pretty much filled up with debates every week. We're going to have something going on, two presidential debates and two vice presidential debates, by the way. So they're upset. I just heard you give out who is going to be the moderator. They just now changed that. They just put that on there. That's fairly new.
Yeah, this information is, it doesn't say when it was updated, but it's on 2012presidentialelectionnews.com.
Well, I can guarantee so it's been the last 2 or 3 days, because it wasn't there 3 days ago when I looked at it.
Yeah, well, the accuracy of the information is based solely on the website that I'm getting it from. So.
Okay, I'll go and look.
People here at KRBN Internet News Talk Radio do not hold any responsibility for the display marcos.
For anything.
Yeah. But the point is, I'd rather have him sit down at the table I'd rather have, okay, bring up a topic and have, you know, like a general discussion, have them corner each other on the issues and just really get out there. Because you also learn a lot, too, by these people. Say, have them do the rehearsed speech, you know, and I don't know if they're going to, do they normally know what they're going to, what the topics are going to be before they go there? Any type of rehearsal?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. As a matter of fact, I would like to have the debate a lot on audience questions. I would like to see the audience questions. But then you need to have a moderator in there even with the audience questions, because if you go by audience questions, what audience questions if you go to go by? If you go by the questions asked most often, those are usually pretty frivolous, I'll get the word out, and don't really touch on anything. So you need to have a moderator in there for something to try to get logical things in there. I don't know. I was fairly impressed with the latest debates we've had. The Fox News debates were very good, I thought. CNN debates were okay. They had an ABC debate and a couple of, and I think an NBC debate, and those were not that good. But Fox News has really got it down. They know what to do about it. Now, Jim Lehrer, I know of Jim Lehrer, and he's very, what do I want to say? He's
boring.
Well, I guess that, I don't want to say it that way, but he does sit down and think a lot. And he'll ask some good questions, but I don't know if he'll ask the questions that I want to ask.
That's the thing about like you're mentioning about the audience questions, you know, they pass around the index cards and somebody selects them through. Some of the questions that are asked and that they read on the air, I'm kind of going, you're kidding me. People are actually asking these questions. You know, I mean, like we get the usual, you know, what's your stand on abortion or Christianity or whatever. You know, you get some dumb things like boxers are brief, although they don't actually act that one, but it's kind of along the same line.
Yep.
It's like, what the hell does that have to do with why they're up there? I mean, who cares? You know, yeah. I want to know about the economy. I want to know what you're going to do about fixing things that were in the toilet. This foo-foo stuff, I mean, it's just, do you guys ever get out?
You know, the thing is, if you actually do ask them about the economy and they actually do give you a solid answer about what they think about the economy, 90% of the people are not going to understand that, including myself, because they're going to go way over the top and answer things that I don't understand. And because that's, you know, one of the biggest things that we can get in a president and a vice president is find people who can speak in our language. And
exactly. Read the bill.
Well,
write the bill so you can read it.
Read the bill is impossible.
If it takes putting it in a cartoon form so they'll read the damn thing, do it.
Well,
White House animator put together this bill that would be presented to the House of Representatives on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It says here the moderator will open each segment with a question, and then after which the candidates will have 2 minutes to respond. See, one of the things that I get upset about is the two-minute thing. What can you say in 2 minutes? Give them 5 minutes. I mean, you know, it's not going to kill them to give a little more time on the air than we've been giving them. I mean, if we're worried about giving them time and giving away our prime time, then make the debate in a different time. Make it start an hour earlier, but give them an extra hour to go. But give them enough time to answer the question. 2 minutes is, you know, you spend your entire time. And when you're okay, I know that the Romney and Obama both sit down and they practice these things so that they can try to get this down. If they were given more time, they wouldn't have to do so much practice, and they could more or less answer the questions legitimately without trying to abbreviate.
Well, I totally agree with you. In fact, we had to expand our time here for this program because after an hour, we're not done.
Yeah.
We'd go longer than an hour and a half if we had the time. But I hate it when the moderator is sitting there with his stopwatch bing. Okay, time's up. You need to stop talking now. But I'm in the middle of a really important point. You need to stop talking now.
Yeah, that's just downright rude as far as I'm concerned, and that shouldn't ever be done. I mean, these are people who are vying for the most important post in history, the most important post in the world, the president of the United States. And I know other countries might think that they're more burdened than we are, but they aren't. But the point is, it's still one of the most important positions in the world that they're vying for. And to tell them, okay, time's up, that's ridiculous. I mean, that's just to have the
to throw on top of that, I mean, while we're doing my bitch and moans, is I'm tired of, well, you know, you're not like Ronald Reagan. You know what? Ronald Reagan had some good points, but he also had some pretty bad points. He also changed the rules, guys, when it came down to Reaganomics. And I'm also tired of the sound bites, you know. Well, this president here, he doesn't know what he's doing, and if you put me in office, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give everybody a 100-watt light bulb and take away the 100-watt light bulb ban. Great. Okay, fine. How are you going to do it? I mean, I can say that next week I'm going to win the lottery, or if I won the lottery, it would be this. How am I going to get there?
Right. The thing is, the things that were done before, the different presidents and how Ronald Reagan did things, and it's not that day. That's not the time. Things have changed radically. Things have to be done differently. The simple fact of the matter is, as far as I can see it right now, we've had 4 years, 4 years of Obama to try to make things better. In 4 years, he hasn't made things better. He has not made things better. Okay, all he did was take over GM. That they haven't paid the money back. Chrysler, I don't know what he did to Chrysler. Chrysler's back again, but only because some other country bought. It's okay. That's fine. Ford, of course, he didn't do anything with them. They didn't take advantage of his tomfoolery. I mean, we haven't accomplished a thing in 4 years. We say, well, we've got the health care bill. The healthcare bill. We haven't got that because everybody's determined the moment they take over to get rid of that. So we've not gotten a thing. We've not accomplished a thing. So we need to change who we've got in there. I don't care who it is. We need to make a change. That's a bad statement to make before I got in trouble with Obama in the first place.
Well, exactly. And along that same line, healthcare would be nice, but it's just like saying, okay, I'm going to pass a law that everybody's a millionaire so we can pay more taxes into the system. You can't fix things by passing a law. Now you're taking a lot of money out of a lot of people that are going to be sliding through those cracks and making things worse by passing a law. In fact, what a lot of companies are doing, I went around with my insurance company speaking of, by the way, this morning. More companies are coming out with a higher deductibles to supposedly keep people from using going to the emergency rooms or going to the doctors for hangnails. But the downside of that is, like, for example, I have a $2,300 deductible. I'm poor. I can't go to the doctor because I have to pay 100% until I meet that deductible. And according to the representatives I've talked to today, more and more companies are going that route.
Well, the insurance companies are as much of a gamble as anything else, and they're not going to gamble if they don't have the odds on their side. So consequently, they're going to stack the deck.
Well, yeah. But then it makes me wonder that if I have to pay 100% of my own stuff, why in the heck am I paying out so much per week for my insurance?
Well,
that's the poor side of me talking. So.
Well, they've got to make money somehow or another, and that's now we're getting into insurance companies, and I don't believe in insurance companies, to be honest with you. If you think how much less crime, how much less accidents, how much less of everything you'd have if you literally had to pay for it yourself.
Well, when you think about it, look at car insurance. You can go for, okay, I'm in my mid-50s, I'm accident-free, never put a claim against my car insurance, and no tickets, no nothing, very boring, don't have a life. And the first time that something happens, You know, you've been paying all these money for years, thousands of dollars for years. The first thing something happens, guess what? The insurance company wants more money out of you.
Of course.
Because they're mad at you because you, even though you're paying the insurance, they don't want you to use it.
Well, they
and
can
so it's cheaper. It's cheaper for you to pay out of your pocket than to use the insurance because
well,
then they'll raise the rates on it.
Think of how much money you'd have if you, let's say, I don't know how much you pay in insurance, but let's say you pay $1,200 a year in insurance. Think how much money you'd have if you every year had put that money in the bank and let it gain interest. You'd have thousands and thousands of dollars because, like me, we've paid an insurance company money for 50 years, 40 years, and if I had that money with compound insurance, I mean compound interest the way it does its thing, as long as I didn't put it in the stock market, I'd have a lot of money, and I wouldn't ever have to worry about anything. And, of course, when you're young, that's when you don't worry about having an accident anyway. So we're making a country of dependencies. We're dependent on everything now. And with Obama, we're going to be dependent even more, and that's why we've got to get him out of there. We've got to get back to this business of making government smaller.
Right. Well, hopefully, you know, we'll support Romney. And to your example, by the way, $1,200 if you're driving for 40 years is $48,000.
But that's not. But that's without interest.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
That's up around $150,000, because it goes up very fast when you start adding, you know, 8% or whatever it is. And of course, interest rates. We don't know what they've been, what they're going to be, and what they were. And so everything, but we'd have, the point is we'd have a huge amount of money at this particular point in time. And of course, you'd have to change things because our economy seems to exist on suing people too.
Exactly. 646-721-9887 is the phone number to call. We have multiple lines open. You can try one out right now. If you've never called a talk show before, this is the perfect avenue to do so. And when you dial that number, by the way, you can also listen to the program live while we are broadcasting. And if you decide you want to contribute, just push the number 1 on your touch-tone keypad. I don't know if it'll work with rotary. And it'll come up on my board, and I'll say, welcome to the program, area code so-and-so, and you can debate us or tell us whatever's on your mind.
Does anybody still have rotary?
I don't know. Those are the ones you stick your finger in the holes. For the younger generation, those are the ones you stick your fingers in the holes and it goes. And
but
then
you
find out in the 60s you miss dial. So.
I don't even know if those work because the system that they worked at may be gone now. They don't use it anymore.
Yeah, it's a pulse system. Here's something in the news. Go ahead, Cliff, and then I got something for you.
We could say congratulations to NASA because the Curiosity rover has landed on the surface of Mars, and they sent back color pictures of Mars. That's such a misnomer, color pictures of Mars. It's brown on brown on brown. I mean, are you sure it's color?
Well, and then again, somebody may think that, are you ready for this? Mars is so racist.
Oh, brown. Okay. Okay, I guess. But I found that it was really interesting to watch it, what they had to go through to get this thing on Mars. They let it drop from a parachute, and then they had to let go of the parachute, and another thing had to help it, and then they dropped it out of the other thing, and then to keep it from being squashed, they had to fire off it. It's quite involved just to get it on the ground. But they've got it on the ground, and it's taking pictures, and it seems to be doing things. I haven't heard about anything wrong with it yet, so I can't imagine it would come down and everything would work right off the bat. Something's got to be a little bit wrong somewhere. But it'll be interesting to see what it accomplishes.
Well, one thing that they did accomplish, they're mentioning this on the news this morning, is that on one of the pictures that it snapped, it actually caught a picture of the plume created by the crash of the delivery vehicle.
Yeah. It's actually done quite a bit already, and it's interesting how they send things down because they're what were they saying? It's it's set down at a baud rate of less than dial-up now. And so it comes down really, really slow. So it takes, it seems like forever. You know, we're so accustomed to the internet being fast and a picture being loaded onto your computer in a matter of 2 or 3 seconds. But this takes minutes and minutes and minutes to get it to us, not to speak of the fact that it's, you know, 14 minutes between them and us, I guess. I don't know. Was that?
Of course, in the 21st century, there always got to be some type of a scandal or something else going on. So when President Obama today called the NASA team, congratulating them, he was also commented on an engineer now who is now becoming famous, known as the Mohawk Guy.
Oh, yeah.
His Mohawk.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, Obama has nothing to say anymore. He doesn't give him much money anymore. He's the one who's cut everything off. We have no budget at all for the Curiosity or any of the rest of it. So they have to come up with money of their own. So how he does his hair?
You mean like the fact that as much as the Obama camp has gotten on Romney about outsourcing, this is what NASA has to do to put their people up in the space station now. They have to outsource.
That's almost it, I'll tell you. It's just ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I personally think we've actually had quite a few accomplishments from space ventures and different things that they've learned how to build and learned how to make and how to do. And that we're going to, I believe, probably come up with a lot more with them landing on the Mars and on the moon and on wherever else they're going to go do next. I don't know. I'd like to see them.
In fact, Obama commented to the NASA representative, says that, in fact, if you do make contact with Martians, please let me know right away. I've got a lot of things on my plate, but I suspect that they'll go on the top of my list, he joked. Yeah, and he'll probably be disappointed to find out if they're Republicans or Democrats.
Okay.
But that's okay. According to the way that we're changing our election system, they could probably still vote for him.
Yeah. That's possible. I would really like to. I mean, we've got these spaceships that are going way out and adventuring way out in space. I want to know if there are other planets or other even galaxies with people on them or anything like people. I mean, all they have to have is intelligence. They don't have to look like people, I suppose. Although we are pretty one way about things. We're pretty bad about it. If they don't look pretty, we just disregard them, I guess. I don't know. Hey, that's another story. We could go on and on about that. That'd be fun.
Yeah, I just feel sorry for the engineer that is now going to be teased about his haircut by the nation.
You know, I don't think he's going to care. I really don't. The way he took it and the way he acted about it and when he was interviewed about it, he just doesn't care. And I don't blame him, you know. Who knows why he decided to get that haircut, but whoever it was, he's a young person. He doesn't have to worry about conforming to how everybody else dresses.
But anyways, no, it is quite an accomplishment, and of course Obama joked about it, which is okay. But he probably tried to call the rover, and it didn't answer.
Yeah. It was out roving.
It was.
Okay.
646-721-9887. We got 35 minutes remaining in the program. Still time to give us a call on these topics or anything else that's on your mind. We're always glad to hear them, and we have a gear shift, and we can change directions anytime we want to.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that Iran has had a couple of earthquakes, and that's – Iran is kind of an interesting place. Their government isn't responding well, and people are criticizing the Iran government as well for what they aren't doing. There were some in regions and villages in Iran where you couldn't reach the places by car, and they just let them go. I mean, you'd think Iran is I thought was fairly sophisticated as far as their ways of doing things and such were concerned, but they didn't do too well on this. And they were 3.6 or something earthquakes. They weren't huge earthquakes, but they were enough that they wiped out a couple of small villages in Iran. So they're a little bit worried.
One thing I want to kind of throw out there real quick is a rumor going, well, not a rumor, but a lot of talk, which is scary, about people wanting to vote for anybody else besides Romney and Obama, so he doesn't get it. But I also want to kind of open the phone lines here. Area code 843, welcome to the program.
Yeah, how you doing there? This is my first time calling, and I've got a show myself, but I wanted to talk about Paul Ryan a little bit. Is that all right?
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, I'll just lead off the conversation with is I'm not a Romney fan to begin with, okay? And I was actually very surprised that Paul Ryan was chosen. The only reason, I believe it's going to hurt his political future. Reason being is that if Romney doesn't win this election, which I believe and I hope he doesn't, he will now put himself in a position of he'll have one strike against him. Yes, you can say that he'll maybe be a, I have been running for vice president, but who did you run for vice president with and all the trash that goes with him? I mean, he is the talking duck now for Romney because Romney won't talk church, his job, taxes, and any, he's got about five different subjects he won't talk about. How can you run for a president of the United States and not talk about things and be open about it? So who's the point man on this? Paul Ryan. I don't mind the guy. I don't believe it in his tax bill that came out because I'm in my 60s, but I have kids in their 20s. And this is a young man, so he doesn't see down the future that there's going to be a time when he's going to be older. Of course, he'll be if he stays in where he's at, he'll be making a lot of money on the side bets. So that's one of the things that I was truly surprised in.
Well, you feel that his budget, his proposed budget is missing some things. I notice that
it's not the proposed budget that I'm even talking about. I'm talking about that I was truly surprised at him taking the point man for Romney because Romney has given it all he can. His operation is showing cracks, big time cracks. And if you can't do it yourself, he's done. He's doesn't want to talk about anything, so he's going to get this poor lad who has some political aspirations and all, and if he loses this, this is one strike that is going to affect his political being. And, of course, I was so astounded at his political budget he says, you know, the Social Security, et cetera, et cetera. Hopefully our country was smart enough not to go along with all that. I just wanted to bring that up. I have my own show. I won't promo it on your show, but it's called Dark Star, and it's on from 4 to 5 o'clock on a weekly basis. There are a couple days that I take off, but I do the same thing you're doing. I talk politics. I talk about the veterans coming home, being a veteran, ex-Vietnam veteran. And, you know, I like people to call in, and if they feel just because I may not agree with a certain party does not mean that I am so totally involved with what I like to hear two sides of every story. That's why I'll hear MSNBC and then change it to Fox real fast. To try to get Fox to MSNBC, to try to get their different alliances in one story, and hopefully can make up my own mind.
You mean
or just way on down the road. I'm sorry that I don't put CNN in there, but I can only cover two stations at one time.
You don't believe in Fox being fair and balanced?
Yeah, exactly. Fair and balanced. I like to be, even though I have to admit I lean a little bit more to MSNBC.
The only thing I see Fox being fair and balanced about is yelling at each other and everybody talking at once. That annoys me. That's my big hassle.
Well, you know, you're going to get that with an open agenda, and you have no. I basically think that when you lose control of your audience, remember we're talking politicians and political strategists and all, and they get up on the air, and everybody wants to get their piece in. It is very difficult to control. Three or four people screaming at each other and beliefs, and I mean that you know I've dealt with for many many years. I'm 64 now, and I should say a youthful 64. I have a 22-year-old kid in college, and so it bothers me when I see some of these texts, things, and some of these raising in the student. For student loans, which I think is the biggest ripoff since the housing market.
Absolutely.
I believe that Wall Street's always looking for another thing to get money out of the public. Get rid of the housing, you got busted. Now, here, let's hit with the students. And, I mean, have you ever heard of the Sin of a Boss program that was involved? And I'm talking either to the host or to whoever I'm talking to. Has anybody heard of that program?
No,
I haven't.
So, okay, you have?
No,
no,
okay,
I haven't.
Son of Boss was a, let me tell you, you look back on it, I don't have the whole, but it was a tax scheme with when Romney was on the trustees, and he was and he knew this was going on. A Marriott Corporation tried, a tax scheme, a tax fraud. Well, they did do a tax fraud. They eventually paid $220 million in tax fine and was very, very close to the board going to jail, somebody going to jail. But, of course, political cronyism is not going to get you. But read about it. Son of Boss. And Romney was right there controlling it, just like he is. He buys small properties. He's the forebearer of it. They send him. He buys the properties. He rents them out. He sells them to an individual. They send him back the money. And then when the property is depreciating, he uses it as a tax cuts for different type of things. And I'll just say vaguely for his horse. If his roof is coming down, he uses that, but adds on just a little bit more, so he gets a little bit more on the tax break.
So he uses it as tax shelters. I noticed kind of let CNN out of the thing with this debate coming up. How do you think Candy Crowley is going to do?
I don't know. I don't. Some of these, I think they get on the large stage. And you know what? And I have nothing against CNN. When I want to know certain things and certain time of day, I will put them on. I just guess I'm tired of Wolf Blitzer and some of these other guys. There's a young man there, a young black man that's there during the. And I wish I would pay more attention to him. He's very articulate, smooth, and I don't think they're as biased as let's say. MSNBC, or I think they're really middle of the road, and just by talking, I think I'm going to pay a little bit more attention, so it gives me more it's just hard with three channels going on at the same time and trying to hit all of them, you know.
Oh, yeah, I understand, but I know Candy Crowley is a very, I thought, fairly well-balanced herself. She doesn't get too carried away with anything.
I believe that the station shouldn't be the ones to pick the who's ever going to lead the debate, because I do believe there's bias in it.
Oh well,
So if we're going to have a fair imbalance, or you know, the MSNBC or CNN, let's get an individual, and there's plenty of them that still have some integrity, which I can't think of any right now, unfortunately, but still have some integrity that will be able to handle. And, I mean, CNN tried to do it, and John King was eaten up by, what was it, Romney? He ate him up, just tore him up.
I'll agree with that.
I mean, you know, he backed off like a, you know, a two-year-old and gets the grizzly bear. And he went in there, I think he believed, he went in there and he was going to intimidate just because he was CNN in front of a public, but he forgot that he was doing a Republican debate, and he went in there and chastised the first time Romney, the leader, supposedly. He comes out firing. Oh, no, it was, what's his name, Gingrich. He comes out firing. And boy, just left him. And from then on, he was dead meat. He was, you know, he was like a little boy, you know, just taking orders. So
not many people can take on Gingrich, I'll tell you. So Jim Lehrer, PBS host, is going to be the moderator of this.
No, Lehrer's good. I like him. He's not going to be intimidated.
He's been
around a long, long time.
Yeah.
Well, I got two questions for you here real quick. One of them is I'd like to invite you to send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. Maybe we can do some cross-promotion on our shows if you don't mind. And mentioned that
do you have it on your promo page and I can write you? Because I don't have anything right now to write.
It's on our promo page.
Yeah, I believe to be truthfully, I just started about, month and a half, 2 months ago, but I get some pretty crazy, when people call, I get some crazy, you know, and I can't say, but I like speaking to someone who's intelligent. I was talking today, one of my subjects was the Veterans Administration, which I've had a lot of dealing with, being a disabled vet. Also, this situation, you're going to see more and more, and I'm sure it's been hushed up, is with the Taliban, or actually the Afghanistan, and them attacking our troops. This is something that I went through in Vietnam, and because of the situation I was in, I was very protected because I happened to have my own personal squad. Let's say I was out of the norm. Collaborators are going to be the first to go, but so now they've got to prove before that we leave that they're not collaborators, and we'll risk their lives and kill and disappear. And our boys are in trouble. Our boys are in deep danger, and now's the time to segregate them. We've had 11 years of trying to make them believe that they're gonna secure their country. Forget it. We're talking centuries of tribal insanity, and there. As soon as we leave, we're just giving them better weapons.
Do you think we should even be over there?
I was going to ask you. Well, do you think that we should even be over there? And if somebody's been fighting for generations,
no, I never.
Do you think?
See, I'm a Vietnam vet, okay? So
right.
I know of useless wars, okay? Iraq, I never believed the yellow cake thing, but that's me, okay? And I'm not anti-war, anti-protect. But I am anti-let's go get our American boys killed for something. I've seen it up close and personal. Okay.
Well, that's what I want to say is that when somebody's been warring for as long as some of these countries have, sometimes I think it's just it's not going to go anywhere. It's just stand back, let them do their thing. I hate to say it, wipe themselves out or whatever. But getting involved is making the issues worse, or we should do like with Russia. If Russia decides to get involved in something, people are scared because Russia doesn't play around.
Well, right. And look at this. Look at the contrast in this thing. Russians went in. We supplied them with arms, right? CIA with shoulder fire missiles. We go in.
Uh-huh.
Russians are supplying, Chinese are supplying them. What is this telling? Who's the smart guys on this thing? You know,
yeah.
The Afghans, you know they're getting paid millions, the tribal. The Northern Alliance is a good example of that, you know. Do I want to kill my cousin's cousin that I had dinner with at the wedding over there? Am I going to be that enthusiastic about killing him or do I let them go through the mountain and call a three-day peace and then go through the mountain and go, oh, we missed them. But thank you for the $1 million you just gave me.
Yeah.
And I'm, of course, I'm framing. I'm talking about Osama bin Laden when we let them go, you know. It's crazy to go. I never believed in Afghanistan. It's you've got to look at history. History teaches you, and you've got to look at history. And God bless America that I didn't have to go to Afghanistan. I went to Vietnam. At least I had a little bit of shade when I wanted to. You know,
yeah.
I'm being facetious, of course, but
right.
But you know, being a Vietnam veteran and losing my friends and being over there and fighting, and I mean fighting a tunnel rat, the whole thing. Let me tell you, I do not believe in unnecessary wars. Not that we don't have to have a contingent somewhere around there, just to let them know, you know. If you read the book The Generals, it'll tell you about what it took for Desert Storm,
uh-huh.
and the contingencies and what we had to do and who we had to do with politics just to start to get that thing rolling. You just don't go and take a bunch of tanks over there real easy and everything. You've got to deal with the Saudis. You've got to deal with this. You've got to have petrol. I mean, to fight a war is nothing like just say, hey, I'm put a bunch of ammo, take lunch, and I'll be back at evening for dinner time. It doesn't work that way.
Well, and see, that's a point that I've made similar on this program. Cliff and I both listen to the old-time radio programs, and a lot of times you'll hear them advertising, you know, save Greece or save this for the war effort. Now we've done what I call the bubble wrap society, where when we were attacked on 9/11, we didn't want our kids to even know about that because we were afraid that they would have nightmares, you know, much less show them any details. And I think that's what we need to do, because otherwise it's like an episode of Star Trek. You know, you've made the war clean. People are dying, but you've made it clean because you don't want to, you know, and so there's no reason not to have a war.
Well, you've given it a cause, you know. You know people are going to react, sign up because of atrocities done in the United States. You hit our homeland, you know, things like that. That's a perfect time. Now you go, why is it a perfect time? Well, who's going to make the weapons? Who's going to make this? Who's going to make that? Who's going to get the money to make these products? Industrialists. It's
right.
about money. And I do believe me, I'm the red, white, and blue as you can get. I hand my flag off, and I'm American as you can get, and gave, you know, my body up to the United to my country. And I'd do it again. But if I had a chance, I'd get those boys out of there, and I wouldn't have never gone in for so long. But I'm sure there's a lot more complications that you and I, or myself anyway, don't know about. You know, we have to keep a contingency. Let's face it. Tehran's acting up. Iran's acting up. You know, we have to keep something. Why do we have troops in South Korea? Hey, North Korea's there. It gives us time to react, and we already have the means to supply with fueling and all. We have to go in.
What's the name of your show again?
Dart Star, DARTSTAR. I'm on from 4 to 5 Eastern Time.
Okay.
All right. It was good talking to you. You're the first person I've talked to. And I just thought, I guess I was going to roll after my show, and I wanted to talk to somebody I thought had some sense.
I'll be appreciated.
We'll try it for
you. All right. Hope you call us back
again,
too. Yeah,
hope you listen.
And
hope you call in.
Send us an email.
Beg your pardon?
Yeah, definitely. Send us an email, and we'll talk off the air.
What's your email again?
Talk@krcnradio.com.
Talk at what again?
KRBN.com.
Okay.
Yep.
I can't remember. I remember I totally got blown away in Nam, so I don't have very good hearing sometimes.
That's okay. It's on all of our pages. And
yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate your time on this.
Thank you.
And thank you. Yeah,
call again sometime.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely call back again sometime. Good call.
Yeah, good talk. Bye-bye.
Interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
It's fun to have someone else call like that and find out what they're doing. I'm definitely going to listen to his show and see if I can participate in his too. So it's this whole thing is kind of fun because you can make your voice known and have your opinions known and not have to worry about it. And plus the fact, let's face it, this is worldwide.
Well, and one of the nice things about these types of programs that we have is that unlike the large commercial talk shows, et cetera, which are very moderated, some talk shows, they let the host just rambles on for hours and then occasionally takes a phone call in, or they're very biased or whatever. And that's when I have Sirius Satellite Radio, I like to check out the different channels, get different perspectives, but some of them are just kind of like the hosts are rambling on without doing their checks or, I mean, we're not perfect here, but, you know, I try to go to the source, you know, as much as I can for our news articles. It's very, very time consuming, but, you know, I try to be as accurate as possible.
This is the internet too. And you can go to various different sources and get perhaps different, ultimate ideas on the same subject.
Absolutely. And, again, that opens up the phone line, 646-721-9887. We've got 12 minutes remaining in the program. Still time to get a phone call in on this or any other topic that you'd like to talk about. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to ask him. You know, he doesn't like Romney. I'm not too thrilled with – Romney was not my first pick either about who he'd rather have. My favorite would have been Herman Cain, but – again, I think that he scared a lot of people, which is why all of a sudden these women, either he's very, what's the term for Casanova? You know, maybe it's just like a James Bond, you know, he's got somebody in every corner, but how all these women were starting to come out of the woodwork, and I still think that's kind of rather suspicious.
Well, I think he's just afraid. You know, if he was a real politician, he wouldn't have let it stop him. He'd have come up with an excuse for it all, one way or another, and continued on. He gave up too early. I don't know if he'd be back or not, but I doubt it. I'm not sure why it was there in the first place, but he gave up way too early and way too easy. Myself, I thought so.
Well, same thing like with Ross Perot. He had both sides of the aisle scared, and they started mimicking him, but then... two mistakes. One, he hired a regular political campaign manager, and then they started threatening his family, so that's why he pulled out. And then we have this thing about even if 90% of the country loved him, the Electoral College, which ultimately decides who gets in, he had zero electoral votes.
Yeah. So you've got to consider what's being done. He had zero? He had absolutely zero?
Absolutely zero.
How can you do that and have absolutely zero? Oh, I suppose you can, but anyway, the electoral votes really make a change, make a difference in how things are going. You have to know what states to go after because they have the most electoral votes, and so on. And I saw somewhere up here, but I've forgotten where now, the electoral votes as they stand right now. But it'll be interesting to see how Romney and Obama debate each other. I really am looking forward to that as to how, because that's the thing that I perhaps consider Romney not so good at is the debating itself. But then I don't know how really Obama is, because he can't talk off of a, unless he's on a teleprompter. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens to this thing. Now, you put Paul Ryan in there with whoever, well, with Biden, Joe Biden, I guess, is who he'll be with. But that will be interesting because Paul Ryan, I'm sure, can debate and do a good thing, a good job. And do they have a debate where the vice presidential? No, they don't have it. Okay, they don't.
I think they do have a vice presidential debate. By the way, the just looked up the Ross Perot and his running mate Pat Charlotte, Choate, had 8 million, 8,500, whatever, 8.4% of the votes and zero electoral votes. That was back in
96. 8.4%. They could very easily not have any electoral votes.
Right.
I thought he had more votes than that. I thought he spent a lot of money to get there and didn't get there.
Yeah, I think he just did it just to do it, just like how...
It's been a spoiler.
Yeah, a spoiler. Yeah, the Apprentice guy, Trump.
Oh. Oh, well.
Yeah, he did it just one night.
Yeah, I don't know about Trump, but I don't understand what his... he was trying to promote a television show. That's all.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because, you know, when he made rumors that, you know, he might be throwing his hat into the ring and strung everybody along and then just like, nah, I ain't going to do it. I'm going to focus on my program. It's like,
yeah.
Well, you ass, you know. You played everybody for a fool and it fell for it.
Yeah, I never considered Trump serious in anything anyway in the first place. I have never considered Trump serious. I never watch his show. I anything I hear on the news, I take with a grain of salt, because I guess he did make the money himself. He didn't inherit the money, but
By the way, vice presidential debate is scheduled for Thursday, October 11, 2012, in Central College, Danville, Kentucky. And the question I have is, who cares?
Well, I do, but what I would like to see one where the president and president running president and the presidential vice president could work together in a debate. In other words, Obama and Biden and Romney and Ryan have a debate together, and they don't have that. That's what I was wishing I'd see on here somewhere, but I don't.
You know what I'd like to see? Like you say, all four of them together. I'd like to see the moderator be Vince McMahon, and they be up in the ring doing their tag team.
I don't know who that is. So.
He's the owner of the WWE.
Oh, I don't. I never
World
watched
Wrestling. Them. Yeah, World
I know,
Wrestling. Of course, I still think having it as the X Factor format would be even better. At least people would tune into it. Versus, let's see, what do we want to watch? Do we want to watch the debates, or do we want to watch football?
Well, I really think probably debates, when they're on, will probably be the only thing on, most likely. It'll be interesting to see. They're from 9 till 10:30 Eastern time. So, what is that, 6? No, it's...
What day of the week?
That is, pardon?
What day of the week is that?
October 3rd? I don't know. I can't see the calendar, so I haven't
looked it up.
But anyway, I would like to see, there's a lot of things I'd like to see. But I'm looking forward to this particular debate to see what's going to happen. 9, 8, 7, 6. Yeah, 6 o'clock is fairly early. They're going to run on the West Coast. So six to
and that's a Wednesday, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's okay. 9 o'clock is late enough in the East Coast to get everybody. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I've got to remember that it's that early here on the West Coast.
Exactly, and I just hope that now they're saying that. A lot of the Obama supporters have kind of ferried away after his "you didn't build it" comment, which is a slap in the face to a lot of people, and I totally agree with that. In fact,
I've been watching Obama or Ryan and Romney, and they're hitting that real hard on their talks, what they're speaking to various different organizations the last 3 days. They've been hitting that hard. They've been just lambasting Obama's last few, his ridiculous statements.
Yeah, and in fact, I've been lambasting him too. In fact, here is a quick little audio. Well, we still got time for it.
You didn't build that.
Look in my eyes.
With apologies to MC Hammer.
Well, I don't know. I don't think there's anything to apologize to MC Hammer about. He's done some things that are just as ridiculous as Obama.
Yeah, when Obama said that, Kimo, you didn't build that, I just had to put that together.
Well, we've covered the day and haven't. There's a couple of things we haven't covered yet, but they're too late to get into them now.
You're over there. 3 minutes remaining of the program. A lot of things to talk about, a lot of things coming up. If there's anything that you see that we should be talking about, or you know, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. And again, especially if you have an opinion, you know, give us a phone call, and we'll, as you can tell, we'll talk about it. And lots of and does, but try it. It's addicting.
Oh,
calling a talk show.
And please don't hesitate to. I don't want to say offend us, because there's not much of anything that can offend us, but to take an opposite look at what we're looking at, because I'd be more than happy to talk about something that you want to talk about, even if it's not something that we're talking about, because there's a lot of things out there that are worthy of conversation that we don't cover. So if you got something else you want to talk about, that's more than happy to bring it up.
Absolutely. And as always, invite people for any reason. You know, send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com. And if you're listening to the archives right now, which our archive traffic has gone up quite a bit recently, thank you very much for listening. We do want to hear from you, too, because that feedback is very important to what we do with the show and what we do in the future. So we definitely appreciate you for, at the very least, checking us out and participating with the program.
And we are running out of time.
We are. But it's been fun. The time goes really quick. Again, thank you, caller, for giving us a call. Send us an email. And again, as always, talk@krbnradio.com. We'll be back again next Monday, 1 p.m. Pacific time. And we hope to see you and your friends there. So give us a call, check us out, and stay in touch.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.